dialed 761-3330 for another week of Film Listed Fun.
Little motel tucked away off the main highway, and as you see, perfectly harmless looking, when in fact it has now become known as the scene of the crime. This motel also has as an adjunct an old house, which is, if I may say so, a little more sinister looking, less innocent than the motel itself. And in this house, the most dire, horrible events took place. I think we can go inside because the place is up for sale, although I don't know who's going to buy it now. In that window on the second floor, the single one in front, that's where the woman was first seen. Let's go inside. The son's room, but we won't go in there because his favorite spot was the little parlor behind his office in the motel. Let's go down there. This young man, you had to feel sorry for him. After all, being dominated by an almost maniacal woman was enough to drive anyone to the extreme of, well, let's go in. Well, I suppose you'd call this his hideaway. His hobby, as you see, was taxidermy. Crow here, an owl there. Now, an important scene took place in this room. There was a private supper here. And, by the way, this picture has great significance because let's go along to cabin number one. I want to show you something there. it up. The bathroom. Well, they've cleaned all this up now. Big difference. You should have seen the blood. The whole place was, well, it's too horrible to describe. Dreadful. And I'll tell you, there's a very important clue was found here. Down there. Well, the murderer, you see, crept in here. Very slowly, of course, the shower was on, there was no sound. And,
Norman Bates is coming home, presenting Psycho 2, The Mystery Continues.
Hello?
There's no one on the line.
He's all right now.
Psycho 2.
I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed right after I take a shower.
What happened in that house last night?
Sheriff would like to see you out at the swamp.
Hello? No, Mother. You can't make me.
Psycho 2, from Universal, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Now playing in Hollywood at the Hollywood Pacific Theater. Number for information in the 213 area code, 464-4111.
Hi, Paul. This is Linda from Sun Valley, and I just went to go see War Games and Psycho 2, and I thought that War Games was terrific. It was better than E.T. It was super. It was really fantastic and everything. And Psycho 2 was good. It had the conclusion of Psycho 1 in it, and I thought it was pretty good. But War Games was better. It was more interesting and everything. And I suggest all you people go out there and see it. And if you have some time, you can go see Psycho 2. And I think Black Dan's great. So I'll see you later.
Hello. This is Richard from Valley. I've seen a number of movies this week. First of all, I saw Superman 3. Now, I don't see what was so wrong with it. The thing that was missing from this movie was the punch, the energy, I guess I could say, for a lack of a better word. The punch and the energy from the other two. I thought that other aspects of the movie, like the plot, the way things twisted around and the ideas that they put into it were just as original as the other two. So I give this movie a pretty high rating. I enjoyed it a lot because I read comics, and it was more of a comic book than the others. Maybe that was the problem. I give it about a 7 plus. Also, I saw Psycho 2. Well, these sequels coming out here. And I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I didn't think it was gory at all, and I didn't think the end fell apart whatsoever. Maybe I'm a little blind. But it was very, very enjoyable, and it did get very suspenseful. Once in a while, I went, like that, you know, like, oh, well, why did they do that? But with its all its flaws, it is a nicely made movie, and it did come to a nice ending. I also saw a Bad Boys, and that was very, very good. I've seen all these good movies this week. Also, Psycho 2, I give an 8 plus. Almost a 9. Bad Boys, I give a 9 for sure. If you all really care about my ratings. But Sean Penn shows his versatility. With this, I mean, from the stoner and the dude to this movie. It blew me away, his acting. It was very good. Well, I'm sure you're all enthused and very excited. You'll go rush out and buy tickets to see these movies. I hope you do. And, you know, you've always got to watch a movie and try to see how the filmmaker wants you to take it. Sometimes people take movies wrong. So, anyway, goodbye for now. This has been Rich
of Sun Valley. This is Brian, your critic at large from the San Fernando Valley in Tarzana.
giving you another review on the movie War Games. This movie is starring Matthew Broderick and Dabney Coleman and John Wood and Ally Sheedy. This is an excellent movie, I gotta tell you. It was written by Lawrence Lasker and Walter Parks, and it was just a movie. I mean, it was one of the best films so far this year. It's scary. It's an intelligent thriller that absolutely absorbs us on emotional and intellectual levels at the same time. It's wonderful. And every summer has its big hit, and this is the big one, okay? This is the one. It's a considerable achievement, a compelling piece of popular entertainment. It's unique, it's funny, it's frightening, and thrilling. By far, this is just about the best movie I've seen this year, along with Return of the Jedi, George Lucas' recent film in the saga of Star Wars. I'm not going to give you another review on that one. I must recommend this movie on a scale of 1 to 10. I'd give it a 9. No, Jason, I'd give it a 10. Right up there with Return of the Jedi. This has been a comment and a critic from Brian, critic at large in Tarzana from the far west region of the San Fernando Valley. Good night.
Hi, this is John Simi Valley. I went and saw Superman 3 recently. I was really kind of disappointed. They tried making it more into a Richard Pryor comedy film, more than a Superman adventure, I think. It got a little ridiculous. Although the storyline is, you know, kind of good, but it's just not Superman. That's it. And Return of the Jedi, of course, is great.
Hello, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory. According to Biphone's users, here are the top five films currently playing as of 8 o'clock a.m. on Friday. The top film is Gandhi, followed by Return of the Jedi, War Games, Tootsie, and then Sophie's Choice. To find out how to get your computer talking to Biphone for free, call area code 213-474-2220. According to Biphone's users, the worst film currently playing is Space Hunter. Other disasters are Bridget Haas Must Be Killed, Breathless, Pink Flamingos, and The Hunger. Listen for another Biphone report next week.
Hi, Paul. This is Nellie, and I'm probably from North Hollywood, and I'd like to make a comment on The Twilight Zone. I saw it yesterday, and I think that it should have just been made for TV. I don't think that it was that great up on the big screen. And it was, I think Creepshow was a lot better than that one was. It kind of drug on in certain parts, and it just didn't seem as frightening as they let it out to be. So, that's all I have to say about it. Bye.
These are troubled times. We need leaders, men of courage, hope, and vision. In The Survivors, you will meet three men who are exactly what we don't need. Robin Williams is Donald. He's lost his job, his girlfriend, and his mind.
I think the world out there is coming undone like a cheap suit.
Walter Matthau is Sonny. First, his gas station blew up. Then he was robbed with his pants down.
And I'm not wearing any underwear.
Now he's a little fed up.
No, not a little, a lot.
Jerry Reed is a good old boy, turned bad.
You're going to be two in a day to something. You've got to have a stronger gut through.
The three of them end up at a survival training camp. And once they declare war on each other...
This one has your name and address on it.
You could die laughing. Columbia Pictures presents a Michael Ritchie film, The Survivors. Written by Michael Leeson, produced by William Sackheim, directed by Michael Ritchie. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Okay, I'm back making another appearance on my movie line. I want to thank you for calling, and let's get on with the Survivors review here. If I can find my paper, hold on a minute. Oh, here it is. Okay, now The Survivors is an interesting film starring Walter Matthau and Robin Williams. Now you have two big talents right there. Combine them and what have you got? A lot of fun. I mean, if you're really a fan of Walter Matthau, you're going to enjoy watching him handle Robin Williams. And if you really love Robin Williams, let's see what Walter Matthau can do with that, okay? It's a lot of fun. And on a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 7. Because the story in my mind was a little weak. I think it could have been a lot better. It wasn't that great. However, it was a fun film. And that's what counts. If you want to go see fun films, go see it. And you can see it in Hollywood at the Man Vogue Theater. Number for information is 462-6621. in the 213 area code, or in Simi Valley for all my friends out there. You can go see it at the Man a Sycamore 6. And the number in the 805 area code is 583-0711. Or you can go see it in Sherman Oaks at the Sherman Oaks General Cinema, and the number there is 986-9660, okay? Or, if you want to go to the drive-ins, you can go see a brand new, that's right, drive-in movie theater in Van Nuys. I went to the opening night of that, and it's really quite nice. And you can go see 3 movies, okay? But only if you pay for them separately, of course. No, the drive-ins are interesting, they're fading fast, and it's not very often that they build a brand new state-of-the-art drive-in with new screens, new snack bar, new projection, new Cinefy sound, which, by the way, was awarded a special Oscar in 1978. Cinefy sound is basically hooked up to your car radio, your AM radio. Instead of using an outside speaker that you put inside your car, you can hear it through your own radio system, so most of the time, that's a lot better than the drive-in speakers that they used to use. So go to this drive-in. It's a lot of fun, and it's really nice. They've got a nice snack bar system, and they even serve hamburgers and pizzas. So go down there and check it out. And that's located Roscoe, east of Sepulveda. Brand new Van Nuys Pacific drive-in. So go see that. It's a 3-plex drive-in theater, all new for you.
Good. I think the scariest part of the whole movie was at the beginning when these two fellows were riding in this car, and he said, "Just a minute, I want to scare you. Let me show you something." And he turns around and he's got this horrible face, you know, and he's gobbling on this guy's neck. I think that's the scariest part of the whole picture. I think it should have been made for television, and I don't think it was worth killing 3 actors to make. And although it was an accident, I still don't see how that could have had anything to really do with the making of the movie, why they would put so much into it, when actually all they were remakes of the old Twilight Zone series, which I think were just as good on TV. These might have been a little bit more dramatic because they were made for the big screen, but number one, I don't like pictures that are in parts. I like a complete movie, one that has a plot all the way through it. I don't like these mini stories. I don't think they're all that hot. I don't think it's going to go over. I think it's going to bomb out myself. So I just hope that for John Landis' sake that maybe he can make some money on it to defend himself from the criminal charges arising from the making of the movie due to the fact that the 3 actors were killed. Other than that, I think the movie was fair. I think the third and fourth segment were the best. I think the third segment was actually the best. Part of the special effects, the monster, and that coming out of the hat. And I think the last one was pretty good as far as the acting. I think John Lithgow was the best in the whole series. I think he did a really good job of acting on that reaction to the monster on the wing bit. But let's face it, how can anybody survive up there going 500 miles an hour and 100 degree below temperature? So, I mean, the whole thing was a little far-fetched, you know. So anyway, I'll just say that this is a poor remake of the Twilight Zone series. I think they should have just let it rerun on TV. So that's about all I have to say. This is Merrill from North Hollywood saying, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Arion from Los Angeles. I saw War Games, and it is an excellent movie. I suggest for everyone to go see it. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I rate it a 9. Even though it was so good, it had some technical flaws in it, but I think it was really good.
Oh, this is David of Burbank. Last week I went and saw War Games. Right, it was great. It was a real intensifying movie. And I think it's great for computer enthusiasts. I'm not one, but I still enjoyed it. And I think that people should go see it whether or not they're computer enthusiasts. I know that they'll enjoy it too. What's great about it is the fact that it's really possible that it could actually happen. I saw it at the Dome. You know, the best seats in the Dome are the front row of the upper level, right in the middle, because we were talking to a lady that used to be the manager there, and she was saying that's the exact point from where they balance the sound. And then they said the Dome has the best sound. Of course, she was bragging about the film, I guess. But it's a great place to see this particular movie, I think. And it's a good film. So send some people out there, Paul. Later.
Well, I'll say it before. I said it before, and I'll say it again. I just love that tone. Hey, Paulo, buddy. John from the wrong number over here in La Habra. Hey, listen, I was just thinking of something. Why don't we hold a contest or a nomination committee or something and hold a ceremony for the best comment line
in
Los Angeles or wherever?
Yeah.
That would be rather interesting, don't you think?
I'd win, John, I'd win.
An award for the best comment line of the year.
An award for me.
The most creative, most controversial,
and then
the top,
everything
the best.
Me.
Comment line
right.
of all time,
yeah.
you know? Don't you think that would be interesting?
No,
I'd like to know what you think about that.
And,
okay? See you later.
I'd like to know what you think about that too, John, because, well, you've just started up your own comment line. Perfect timing for that comment. By the way, John's out on vacation right now, but you can call the number up. The wrong number is the name of his line. That sounds familiar. You can call that up in Orange County in the 714 district. That's right. And the number is 680-0894. That's 714 area code. Once again, 680-0894. And what's this? I just found this on my window shield. I had to bring this in and read it to you guys. Listen to this. It says Observatory 24-Hour Phone Fund. That's right. I actually found this. My car window blade. This guy must have been desperate, whoever put it on here. Let's see. Let your opinions be heard by others. Talk about news, movies, world topics. Be up to date on what's changing today. It's free and fun, plus contests and prizes. Oh, isn't that nice? Contests and prizes. That reminds me of the good old James Bond contest I had several weeks back, which we're going to be having another movie contest, gang. Just keep calling. Weeks ahead, we'll have that for you. But getting back to this notice, just call 213-999-0429. Oh boy, Observatory Productions, you can call that in Canoga Park. Sounds like a line, I guess. Why don't you call that up? Yeah, guy who put that on my window shield must have been desperate or something. Anyway, well, yeah.
The girls at Cherryvale Academy don't encourage the guys to sneak onto campus. They just can't think of a reason to stop them. You won't believe what goes on and comes off at private school, where they'll respect you in the morning for sneaking in at night. Private school, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
When the fastest, wildest, winningest driver on the stock car circuit dresses up like a chicken, the feathers fly. Burt Reynolds is Stroker Ace, a guy who'll do anything for love.
I want you.
You do?
Yes.
And especially money.
You think it's easy driving with chicken feet?
Burt Reynolds, Stroker Ace, a crash course in comedy. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
That's going to do it tonight for Paul Mac Presents. I want to thank you for being with us on our show, and this was the tape for June 26th through the 30th, 1983. Hey, if you know how to write or would even like to lift up a pen or pencil and put it to a piece of paper, do that and send it to Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Write to Paul Mac Presents. And hey, don't forget Fridays and Saturdays. You can call up and leave your own movie reviews, and we'll play them back. Oh, and tonight on Movies Till Dawn, Channel 5 presents Two Gun Joe from Kokomo and Beat Me Daddy with a Crowbar. So stay tuned, and you'll see those two classics. Yes, thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Sorry.
You better be sorry.
We're just going.
Yeah?
Look.
Yeah?
It's been a bad day.
Sure you did.
I didn't enjoy making the tape this week.
Right.
Not feeling well, you know.
Of course not.
I'll pay for it in the morning, okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
You
in the morning.
Big bum. Get out of here. Get.
In the morning.
Get out.
All right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Alfred. You know, I really hate that guy.